Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of eLaborate Topics. We are your hosts, Tywana Wilson, Lona Small, and Stephanie Whitehead. We are here with another awesome show. We have some dynamic guests today, but before we let you know who they are, we just want to invite you to keep listening and to share this podcast out. So please share this podcast out with anybody in your network that you can feel will benefit from these leadership and technical strategies that we have. So I am excited about today's episode, and I hope you are as well. Ladies, are you excited to bring on our awesome guests?
Very excited.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, without further ado, we have some eLaborate Topics fan favorites. We have Tiffany Gill and Aaron Odegaard. Welcome, 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 friends.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, I'm excited. Lona's excited. Stephanie's excited. We are just excited because that's just how we do here at eLaborate Topics. So let's jump into it and find out a little bit about you all as innovators. We're going to talk about the Cell Bowl and how this second round has gone. So Tiffany, can you introduce yourself and give the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I'm a tenured professor and MLT engineer at the College of Southern Maryland. I work in hospital laboratories of all different sizes and really found that I love the educational aspect. And where I was, I wasn't able to grow in that respect any further than where I already was, and found out that there was an opening for this program director's position. So I was like, all right, let me do this. And I've been there ever since. So I started that back in 2011. Oh my goodness, it's been a while. And it's been a great journey. I think we're all in the same ASVP class, right? We took all those pictures together at the annual meeting. So we've all been doing this, but going in different directions together separately.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting to hear about your journey, and I'm happy that you are educating our students. And Aaron, what about you? You are a returning guest. You know, before you talk about your background, I feel like you have been on here multiple times, but when I went back through the historicals, it was only one time.
So one time. Thanks. Yeah, I was on with Tiffany Channer many moons ago, but I am a huge fan of the podcast. So I think that's probably why it feels like I'm on here all the time, because I was like, have you heard of eLaborate? You gotta listen. It's very important. So my background, I started out in microbiology, and I've worked at Mayo Clinic for like 11 years and at one of our community hospitals for a couple years. And then finished my master's, and there really wasn't a chance to really grow anymore where I was. So I took a position in a micro lab in a community hospital and at Baptist Health, and I found the perfect place to grow. I've transitioned to a lab quality education coordinator position, and they allow me to do it me and do it great. And I'm hopefully going to get to reopen a lab science training program if everything works out. So it's all about finding that right place. And I've found that at Baptist Health. So I get to hang out with all these amazing people like Tiffany Gill. She's pretty awesome.
Awesome. So we have the educators on the line today. So that's exciting. Well, let's jump into the whole Cell Bowl. A lot of times as medical laboratory professionals, we're thinking, how can we, you know, be innovative? How can we do something different? And you all have been able to do just that with the Sail Bowl competition. Tiffany, let me ask you, Tiffany Medical Lab Lady Gill, who I refer a lot of people to you and your resources, but where did this whole idea of the Sail Bowl come from? And what were some of the drivers behind this project of bringing it from idea to fruition?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. That's very high praise coming from you. So thank you for that. A lot of the things that I've been doing have basically just started in the realm of I need to do better for my students and what is a good way to achieve the outcomes I'm trying to achieve. And this was something that I decided for our internal program to use gaming as a way for students to do better with hematology morphology identification. And our hematology course is a very high intensity theory course and lab, and it's mixed also in the same semester with blood banking, which I actually teach. And the students, we're trying to get them to really solidify the information and see how they pair well together, but they get overwhelmed very quickly. So I was like, hey, there's this game, let's make a tournament out of it. And I made a trophy and everything for our program event. And then I was talking with other program directors around the nation saying, hey, you know, this is what I do. Would you like to do it too? And they're like, yeah. So we made it national, and I wasn't expecting ASCP to pick it up so quickly. So I had mentioned it because I got on the social media committee, and they, you know, want us to do a passion project. And I said, well, hey, I'm trying to get this started. And they're like, let's do it. So it was very quick the first time around, honestly, too quick. So we learned a lot from that season and have started moving forward in a more intentional way. People are getting more exposure to the competition, and there's more excitement. So I'm really excited to see how far it's gone, actually.
Well, that's great. And I love the innovation behind it. I can tell you that I have referred several of our students and some of our, as we call them, uncertified techs to the first Sail Bowl as a resource. So that's a great thing that you all did. And Aaron, just to give the listeners a little bit more information about the Sail Bowl, can you tell them or give them a brief description of what it is? So we are familiar with it and have seen it on YouTube and have celebrated. I've celebrated my team or teams that were in it, but the listeners might not be as familiar with it. So can you give a description of what exactly is the Sail Bowl?
Yeah, so it's a competition that takes place over 7 weeks. This year we had 87 teams across the country, but it's based kind of like an NFL fantasy football kind of show. Students are taking the Cell Atlas quiz, which is you get 60 seconds to do 30 cells, and how quickly you do it, you get a time or a perfect score. And then if you've missed any cells, it kind of allows you to study those cells. So all of our student teams are competing to get the lowest times across the nation. So for the first 4 weeks, everyone's competing. We're trying to see who can make it into what we call the playoffs, where the West, Midwest, and East actually send two teams to the playoffs, so the two highest scoring teams. For weeks 5 and 6, they compete. And then once we get to week 7, the Supercell Bowl, two teams from across the nations, either MLT or MLS students, laboratory professional students that are training, they get the chance to be the best of the best. So cut. A fun, engaging, cool way to learn your hematology.
Wow. Hematology was not my favorite. Blood bank was my favorite, but through this Sail Bowl, I have gotten interested all over again. So thank you all for what you are doing. Tiffany alluded to it a little bit earlier in saying that, you know, you all learned a lot since the first one. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you've learned over the past 2 years from working and doing this event?
I can go first. I have learned not only the power, I mean, I know about collaboration, but how quickly we can kind of come together. For season one, Tiffany had such a great idea. At that point, I was the chair of the Council of Laboratory Professionals and only had so much time left. So I was like, this is a great idea. We have to get it going. So it was a little rushed for the first year, but when you have a great idea, you have to push forward with it sometimes and just get it off the ground, and then you can tweak along the way. But just learned how we all kind of come together, how much work it takes to actually put together a YouTube show and a competition with recruiting and all the filming, and just how great it is when you have a amazing co-host. That is a huge thing. Tiffany, I feel like I bring my strengths to our duo, and she balances me right out, and we can be serious and goofy and collaborate, and it's definitely been a wonderful, fun ride.
That's funny, because I thought you were talking about what a great co-host you are.
Yes, I'm amazing, Tiffany. Trying to brag on you. No, but it's just one of those things that it's definitely great to have someone you can work with so easily, and it feels like a lifelong friend. And we've only met once in person. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like you're my brother from another mother. And when we met in person, we just found that we have a lot in common. So Aaron was right. We learned a lot of wonderful things. We're learning about the dynamic base of the educational side of the medical laboratory. And the intention is we're really trying to connect the professional side with academia and really give a face to who's in academia and really drive the students in a fun, engaging way that helps them to expand their professional network. So we're learning how to best do that. This year, we ended up doing the program Spotlight, and we've been hearing a lot of really great things about how the faculty and the students feel that even just with institutions, that they are being more seen and heard. So that's really important to expand the program and give the critical voice that the laboratory has to, you know, a larger setting, a larger community. People can learn more about what it is that we do. Prospective students can get more excited about the profession and seeing what programs they have around them and that are available they need to know in order to do those programs. So that's been a huge focus for us. And that was some feedback that we had heard from the first season. They wanted student spotlights, but I was sitting there like, okay, well, let's try some program spotlights. Because that was another project I was thinking about. I had talked with other educators and said, hey, I'd love to go state by state and talk about the different programs you have available, what would really entice a student to pick your institution. And then we kind of just melded the feedback with the project I wanted to do and just put it all together. So it worked out really well. And we're along with the social media committee, we're learning the deficit of knowledge that professionals have and educators have for utilizing such a strong resource as social media. So we're helping to try to influence change in having more voices, professional and academia, online, and getting the word out about what the profession does and how you. So that's been working pretty well, hopefully.
I'd say so, yeah. Little by little.
Awesome. This is amazing. And I'm saying so very innovative. Just that idea. A lot of times we have these ideas and never put them in action. And for you, Tiffany, to take action and then for this to blow up with ACP, supporting it it's amazing. And I like that you're thinking like, okay, how can I use something fun like gaming to help students to learn? And, and it's taken off so much. I really love that. And it's not only, yes, it served that one piece of learning, but it's bringing so much exposure to medical lab profession. It's bringing exposure not just to the profession, it's making it fun. And now you're highlighting other programs, and it's actually meeting a need when it comes to attracting more people in the field, highlighting the program and making it fun. Like, okay, this is not such a boring profession after all. So I just want to ask both of you a few questions, starting with Erin. I know that I can see all these great benefits, but for you, Erin, what do you feel that the Cell Bowl, how do you think it has really impacted the medical lab profession student community on a whole? What impact do you think that had?
I would say it gives more of the students an opportunity to engage with each other as well. You get more of a sense of community as you're kind of competing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then for this is the first year that we had a student team compete that hosted our MLT program students here. They had a chance to kind of showcase their skills and some visibility with our management team. So our leadership team here at Baptist was following our student team and how they were doing, and they wanted to know what their perfect score was for the week or how they were doing. And from that, it gave them a opportunity to engage with medical laboratory professionals in the lab. So some of the intern students got a chance to have conversations with lab professionals, have that kind of common ground. And from even the competition, I've had some medical laboratory professionals come up to me and go, oh, we need to hire her. She did this great job, and look at these Cell Bowl scores. And so it's giving them that chance to kind of showcase those skills that they're learning from like Professor Gill. And then for me too, it's I'm a microbiologist, so it's pushing me education-wise too. So not only the students are learning, but it's also pushing me to kind of go, okay, I do need to make sure I get my hematology down and tie it into all that micro. And so it's given that I'm learning, the students are learning, and they're getting more visibility. So I'm hoping across the country they're seeing something similar, where they're getting to have conversations with leadership in Texas. They're trying to get jobs.
Wow, I love that whole idea of visibility, which we need so much. So I'm just looking back over I know you're in the second year, and like Tiffany have been saying, there's been a lot of learning, but I'm sure a lot of fun also. So what would you say would be some of the highlights of your experience over those 2 years?
So I am hoping I don't steal Tiffany's, and I think I'm probably going to. So some of them, the most recent one was our Halloween episode, where I was Mr. Incredible and Tiffany was dressed up, and our guest from the bench, Dr. Constantine Kanakis, was our, the mask. Should put that on for a minute. He was our local neighborhood pathologist that came by. He was dressed as Spider-Man. So he kind of swung into the screen. So we were making jokes about Spider-Man, but we were all in full costume for the episode. Another one that really stands out from season one, when we were filming with Carlo Ledesma about red blood cells, he kept talking about donuts, and I was so hungry. And he kept referring to the RBCs as it's like a donut. And after we finished filming, he pulls out a donut, starts snacking on it. So apparently he got some Dunkin' Donuts and he'd been looking at them during the whole shooting. And that's why he kept referring to red blood cells as donuts. So those were a couple of the fun ones, but we with Tiffany, it's we're always laughing or we're having terrible puns, but it's always a blast.
Yeah, see you guys really have fun, and that's so important when it comes to learning. So
you gotta have fun.
I'm gonna switch over to Tiffany. So tell me for you, and I know you've kind of mentioned quite a few of those before, but in terms of the medical lab students community, what would you say would be the impact that this has had on that community?
I think the students feel more valued maybe than in the past. I remember being a student and you know, I felt like ASCP was this higher entity that really was just ambiguous, and I didn't have a lot of, I couldn't really relate to it at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, this is the future me, you know, I don't worry about that. But I also didn't feel very equipped either. So making the connections for the students in a way that comes from, I remember how this feels, I think has been really helpful. I hear from the faculty members that the students are really excited. I've been doing other projects with ProWell where we try to get the students engaged with current medical professionals, not just the lab, and really kind of connect them in ways that will help them spur on their curiosity for the profession and hopefully a springboard for where they can go in the future. So I guess that's really it for me. I wanted more of a Sherpa back in my time and have one. So I guess I'm trying to fill that void for myself, but hopefully affect others as well.
Awesome, awesome. And I have a quote from ACP. I mean, that was your wish that you could have connected with them at an early stage, and you're helping even students at this point to make that connection. But The quote on the ACP website about the cell bowl, it says that medical lab Lady Gill is the nucleus of the cell bowl. This program is a courtesy of her imagination and implementation. And so how does that, just reading it, how does that make you feel when you read it and you see, now, this is what Tiffany has done when you saw it on the ACP website?
First of all, I enjoy the science joke in it. Yeah. The nucleus. I really enjoy that. I'm like, all right, the students have the electrons. They're just going around. I was actually very honored to have that type of quote be as represented on the website. As I said, you know, we are really trying to make the academic side really visible and to connect with the professional and really make it so everybody feels seen and valued within ASCP and the profession itself. And for sitting in CLEC, the Clinical Laboratory Educators Conference, one year. And it was one of the first times I had been there. And I remember sitting there and they say, what is everybody's idea about how we can reach students? And I'm like, you got to pervade the culture. You know, if you don't stick things out there that people care about, then it's just going to you know, wash off their backs. They'll hear about something, but it won't really stick with them. So making something that is so in the American DNA with football, right, and connecting it with something that is so internal that you can't see, but is something very intimate to the laboratory professional, such as hematology, I felt like, hey, this could really be something that could take off, and people, communities, institutions, people that don't even know what we're talking about can wrap their heads around it and support it, and then we'll grow from there. And it seems like that's what's happening, which is really wonderful. So I'm very thankful for the support of ASCP. They have been our gold sponsor this year, and I signed a sponsorship agreement with them. They are extremely supportive and willing to put the effort because they see what a value this is to the legacy of the laboratory and medicine in general. So just very thankful. So
awesome. So with that, what do you see in terms of the future of the Cell Bowl? How would you want to see it grow and evolve?
I would like to have representation from each state, I'll be honest. we haven't gotten all 50 yet. We've gotten up to 41. So we've got a few out there. Hey, please. Please jump on the bandwagon.
Hey, we're getting close. You got Alaska this year.
We're getting there. We got Alaska. Yeah. We got the big white whale. I was
Hawaii
really
was
excited
close.
About that. Hawaii was right there, but we just missed the time frame. So they're looking here. I'm hoping this will grow into other things as well that we can collaborate in other ways. I don't want to give things away because we have ideas that we're working on. But it would be nice to get every state and territory involved just to make sure that we are providing that free representation and advertisement that you all are also helping with too. And I just want to throw a shout out to you all too. Stephanie is on our work group. She hasn't been saying much. She's sitting there smiling the whole time. But she's on the Cell Bowl work group, and she's been very instrumental in helping finding co-hosts, getting programs involved in the Cell Bowl. So we're extremely thankful for her. And then all three of you have been very supportive too with, talking with the Cell Bowl winners last year, the Super Cell Bowl winners. And I think it's important that we stay connected. You all are in a different audience. You have a different audience than we do. So my channel is very much student and new professional or professional who is reviewing to go back on another bench they haven't been on in years that is getting retrained. And you all have the leadership side that is very focused on how do we run this lab? How do we do this training? And so I'm very happy and thankful that we're able to connect and hopefully connect those dots for others as well. And, we'll say, hey, you've got to see the elaborate topics about how do you progress in the field, but you all are really taking it and soaring with it. So everyone who is watching this Cell Bowl, we do point them towards you all as well. To make sure they know that aspect of the profession.
Yeah, I want to second that too. It's great and helpful to have lab leaders in the field advocating for us and for the students as well. That it just shows how much you want them to succeed and how it just makes a huge difference having advocates actually here for the students. So thank you guys.
Yeah, I think it's so important with that connection, because for lab leaders and medical lab professionals to even know, like that example that you gave us, Erin, where they were actually looking at the students. And so a lot of lab leaders right now, they're interested in looking not just at people who are graduated, but we started looking at them from their students and trying to attract them. So I think it's really great, like you say, collaborative, where we can help each other on both sides. So, you know, thanks for doing that and bringing visibility to these students and these different programs.
Yeah, and seeing some of the student scores that are coming out, I'm like, wow, okay, this really gives me hope. I want these aspiring lab professionals to do my CBC. Just the level of excellence that we're seeing is amazing.
Yes, yes.
I already know who won. Nobody else knows who won the Supercell Bowl yet, but I do. And oh my gosh, the scores are insane.
Why do you do this to me? It's
terrible.
Even
know. Yeah.
I know who won, but I'll never tell. Building up suspense for those promos that are coming out soon.
Well, I just want to bring out two nuggets that I have been sitting here and smiling, like Tiffany said. I have been smiling because I'm so proud of our friends, Tiffany Gill and Erin. We recently did an episode talking about taking a concept or an idea all the way to fruition to making it an actual thing, an actual project. And you guys are prime examples of how to do that. And I love what you said, Tiffany, about early on feeling like ASCP was so big, so ambiguous, so untouchable. But to me, that just shows the power and the value of networking and connections, because it does, you're not the only one who feels like that. It does feel like when you're a student, ASCP is just some untouchable organizational name that you can never be a part of. But once you get in, start volunteering, start participating, you realize that ASCP is really just the people. It's the laboratorians who are willing to lend their time and their voice to bring value. And so many people ask, you know, what is the value of being a member of ASCP? And this is it, you know, supporting your ideas and you guys supporting each other. It's so interesting to hear, too, that you guys just met in person, because that is our story as a podcast. You know, we still, Tywana and I still have not met Lona in person. Me and Tywana have met a handful of times in person now. And so we're waiting on that group picture when we finally get Lona folded in. But the fact that you guys were able to get this off of the ground, not have met in person and continue only have met in person once, I think should be an inspiration to the listeners that you don't have to, you know, have a person right next to you. There's so many virtual connections that you can make and get your projects and your ideas off the ground, as long as you're willing to expand past your little circle and reach out. You can't do anything alone. You have to get others to help you. So as we wrap up, this has been an awesome conversation. We could talk to you guys forever, but as we wrap up, starting with Erin, what advice would you have for our listeners to kind of help them? Maybe somebody out there who has an idea, doesn't know what to do with it, looking for others to collaborate with. What advice would you give to the listeners?
I would start by saying, be persistent. If you've got a good idea, don't give up on it. Start at a small level if you need to. Professional societies do help. If you join ASCLS or ASCP and people see your passion, there are great teams. So like with Cell Bowl and a lot of what I've done, there have been great teams at ASCP that have believed in the ideas, and they're here to kind of elevate your ideas. And it's going to be work. So, and if it's a great idea, it shouldn't be forgotten. So I would say start local. Be persistent. And don't be afraid to take risk. All the good stuff happens in those places where you feel a little uncomfortable and you're not used to it. So just get out there and keep pushing. Don't let people tell you no. That's another big thing. Got to be persistent.
Bang the door down.
Yep. Keep moving forward.
What about you, Tiffany?
That was a really great answer. He's doing a lot of them. He gets to go first and he steals all the great ones. I would like to say that don't give in to the lie that you have to do it all. So I have seen so many people doing so many different things saying, I'm not doing anything like that. But at the same time, you're not called to be someone who's doing everything everybody else is. So start small, start where it will benefit you and what you're doing. And from there, it will grow. As Aaron was saying, stay persistent with it. If there is value in what you are doing and you think it will help others, then share and continue with it and keep refining it and making it so that it still benefits. It stops benefiting you, move on to something else. Don't stay with something just because you're like, oh, well, I started that. If you don't have the heart for it anymore, somebody else take over and you find something else that meets you in that part of your journey and continue on with that. Because you might be leaving, you know, this whole path of legacy and footsteps that don't require you anymore, and you're moving on to other things that springboard from that, whereas others, you know, they might still be in the part of the journey that you were in before. So don't be afraid to share and collaborate and talk about what you're doing, but really just start small. Small things turn into big things, and they turn into great things.
Yep, great advice. Take advantage of your journey. Your journey is your journey. And everybody's journey is needed and valuable. So you guys are great mentors. You guys are great innovators and you're great role models in this space. So I'm sure after listening to this, many of our listeners will want to know how they can connect with you and continue to learn from you or get advice from you. So Tiffany, how can listeners reach out and connect to you after listening to this episode?
Well, as I've been told, I'm everywhere, but I don't feel like it. So I'm Medical Lab Lady Gill. So on YouTube, you can view the channel. On Twitter, it's at Medical Lab Lady G, no ill at the end. I am on LinkedIn. I know Stephanie has a really great story about how I'm not as on LinkedIn as I could be. I've grown in that since we had our first meeting together. She was trying to contact me and I just wasn't on that account. So she has now forced me into Taiwana, telling me, you know, if she was looking at trying to hire you, your LinkedIn is not that good. And so I changed it because I was like, okay, I am going to be a better role model because you are you're a great role model too. And I would like to reflect what I'm learning from you. So I was a good student and I updated my LinkedIn to better reflect who I am and the professional things that I do. So now with that being the case, you can find me on LinkedIn also, but it's under my name, not Medical Lab Lady Gill. So it's at Tiffany Gill, and I don't know any definitive way to tell you which one is me, but you can find me there. Find Aaron, and you'll find me.
Listen, I'm glad you did that for the people coming after me, because I literally had to stalk this woman. I was determined to get her on the podcast. I mean, like, I'm reaching out to, you know, I'm doing the 6 degrees of separation. You know, I literally, when we finally connected, I was like, check your LinkedIn. I have DM'd you so many times. I'm glad you've made that pathway easier for the people coming after me. Aaron, how can people reach out
to you? Thank you both.
Yeah. So my LinkedIn was, I wasn't keeping up with it. And good friend Tiffany Channard, she's like, Aaron, LinkedIn, that's where it is. You have to make sure it's updated. So I was there a couple of years ago. Yeah, I know. And then I found it and I was like, this is the perfect place. It's amazing. But no, I'm on LinkedIn as I think you type in Aaron Odegaard, and I'm one of the few and only. And I'm on Twitter quite a bit. So my Twitter handle is at ODIE0222. So either or, and I am happy to, either one of us are happy to help you. If you've got that great idea, we'll find a way to help you make it happen.
Well, this has been wonderful. Any final words from you ladies, Lona or Taiwana?
Go ahead, Taiwana.
I was just going to say this has been an awesome podcast, and just wanted to reiterate that innovation starts with you. Your idea starts with you. You don't need a special title. You don't have to have a special role. If you have an idea, then you never know the impact that you can make, changing lives near and far. And so put that idea to the test. Get you a friend or two that believes in your idea, and you never know, we could be talking with you about your next big idea.
Love that. I think I'll just say ditto. That's exactly what I was going to say. I love that focus on innovation and collaboration. Start with an idea. Don't think it's so different, because look at this. I mean, if you were going to like, why would somebody want to learn medtech with football? Even sometimes when it's different, that's really when it will stand out. So even if your idea is different, don't be afraid to speak it out. Speak it out in the universe, and someone, maybe you start out by yourself like Tiffany, eventually you'll have support. That's where the collaboration comes in. So I love that, innovation and collaboration. So I got a lot from this today. It was great.
Yes, I got a lot from it too. And hopefully all of you listening got a lot from it. Make sure you check out all of our previous episodes of Elaborate Topics on any podcast platform, as well as LabVine's LabStream. We are also affiliated with LabVine now. We're super excited about that. For our guests, before we let you go, anything else?
Keep believing in yourself. If you've got a great idea, don't let it go. And if you need help, we're here for you.
That's what I'm saying. Don't stop believing. I think it's a song, but it's applicable here too. make sure you catch up.
Like
I said, you catch all of our previous episodes of Elaborate Topics. And until then, have a great day. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.